Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney, the floor is yours. Mock draft 1.0. You're going to do all seven rounds, if I'm not mistaken.
No, we're just going to do the first round. All right, here we go. And there will be some trades, because I was told that if you do it without trades, that's like not even having a real mock draft. All right, the Cincinnati Bengals, as expected, quarterback Joe Burrow, LSU. The Washington.
Good pick.
Yeah, thank you. The Washington Redskins, Ohio State edge rusher Chase Young.
Good pick.
Up next, the Detroit Lions. Ding-a-ding-ding. We have a trade. The Los Angeles Chargers have traded up to the third pick with the Detroit Lions. They give the Lions pick 6, 37, 71, and 112. And the Chargers select quarterback Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama. The New York.
Congrats on getting the name right.
Yes, thank you very much. The New York Football Giants are next. They need offensive line help. There's a lot of good ones up there. They go for the biggest one, 6'7", 364, maybe a little high for him. Mekhi Becton from Louisville. Fifth pick now.
Wow.
The Miami Dolphins. Ding-a-ding-ding. We have a trade. The Jacksonville Jaguars have traded up to the fifth selection, giving the Miami Dolphins the ninth pick, 73 and 165. Dolphins want to get as many picks as possible. And the Jacksonville Jaguars maybe have screwed up the Detroit Lions, because the Jaguars, of course, have no Jalen Ramsey anymore, and they traded Bowie. They got rid of A.J. Bowie. Jeff Okuda, cornerback, Ohio State. So the Detroit Lions now, with the sixth pick, have a conundrum. Which defensive player do they go with, or do they go offensive line? The Lions piss everybody off and take defensive tackle Derek Brown from Auburn.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
I know that's not going to make anybody happy, but the Lions, you know what? Okuda's gone. And Isaiah Simmons, maybe they didn't want him because he's, you know, he's versatile, but he's not the type of linebacker that Matt Patricia likes. Speaking of Isaiah Simmons, the Carolina Panthers, with Matt Rhule, they select Clemson linebacker Isaiah Simmons. The Miami Dolphins, with that ninth pick that they got from the Jaguars, they moved down and got more picks, and they still get a quarterback. The Dolphins select Justin Herbert, quarterback from Oregon. The Cleveland Browns.
Hold on, did we skip the Arizona Cardinals?
Oh, yeah, I did skip them. I'm sorry. The eighth pick, the Cardinals.
That's okay.
They need offensive line help for Murray, and they take Tristan Wirfs from Iowa, the big offensive tackle. All right.
Okay.
And then the Dolphins take Justin Herbert. My bad. I'm sorry, Jamie. The Browns select with pick number 10, also an offensive lineman, Jedrick Willis out of Alabama. The New York Jets, they got rid of Robbie Anderson. They need tons of help for Sam Darnold. They take the first wide receiver, C.D. Lamb, from the University of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, we now have a trade.
Oklahoma.
Oh, he's from Oklahoma. My bad.
Yeah.
We now have a trade. The Philadelphia Eagles have moved up to the 12th selection with the Las Vegas Raiders. They give the Raiders 21, 103, and a 2021 third pick. And the Eagles, who also need wide receivers, select Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, Alabama. Next pick, 13, the 49ers, ding-a-ding, we have a trade. The Dallas Cowboys have moved up four selections, and they select Javon Kinlaw, the defensive tackle from South Carolina. The 49ers will get 17, 123, and 149 to move down four slots. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they need protection for Tom Brady. They take the big offensive lineman from Georgia, Andrew Thomas. At pick number 15, the Denver Broncos, they need wide receiving help. They go with LSU wide receiver Justin Jefferson. Next up, the Atlanta Falcons. They got rid of Desmond Trufant. He went to the Detroit Lions, as you know. They take defensive back C.J. Henderson from the University of Florida. The 49ers now, next with that pick that they got from the Cowboys dropping down, they say, hey, we'll take him. He's fast. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs, Alabama. The Miami Dolphins next with the second of their three first-round picks will select from Alabama safety Xavier McKinney. The Las Vegas Raiders, with the first of their two picks, they like guys who can rush the passer. At least Mike Mayock does. They go for edge Kalevon Chaisson from LSU. The Jaguars now, with another pick, they take linebacker Kenneth Murray of Texas A&M. Now the Raiders, by dropping down, John Gruden's going to get his quarterback. The Las Vegas Raiders select Utah State quarterback Jordan Love. The Minnesota Vikings. All right. The Minnesota Vikings are next. They got rid of Trey Waynes. They take Alabama defensive back Trayvon Diggs. Next up, the Patriots. Patriots could definitely use wide receivers, but they drafted a wide receiver in the first round last year. It didn't go so well. They also could use a quarterback, but not in this spot, obviously. They take Iowa edge A.J. Epinesa. You know, Belichick likes Kirk Ferentz guys. The New Orleans Saints next.
He does.
They go for a safety. He's pretty good. A lot of people have him going in the second round. I don't. I like Antoine Winfield, safety from Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings back on the board. They traded Stephon Diggs, as you know. They need a wide receiver. They go for Arizona State's Brandon Ayuk. The Miami Dolphins, offensive line seems to be something that they definitely need. They go with offensive tackle Joshua Jones from Houston. The Seattle Seahawks, they're still in limbo about Jadeveon Clowney. Will they sign him? Will they not? I heard that his price is starting to drop. They don't take a chance right now. In this mock, we have them taking Yetur Gross-Matos, the edge rusher from Penn State University. The Baltimore Ravens, they're usually all about defense, Jamie, and this guy fits the Raven motif. Patrick Queen, a linebacker from Louisiana State University. Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel, he likes defensive guys too. This guy's sitting there. Why not take defensive tackle from the Horned Frogs of TCU, Ross Blacklock? Aaron Rodgers next for the Green Bay Packers. Could always use some wide receiver help. Hey, they lost Geronimo Allison to the Lions. How the hell are they ever going to replace that guy? Easy. T. Higgins, the wide receiver from Clemson. 49ers next with their second pick, and they need help in the secondary because maybe not so much for this year, but you know Richard Sherman's not getting any younger. So for the future, they take LSU defensive back Christian Fulton. And for the last pick in the first round, the first running back is selected by the Chiefs because Damian Williams is a free agent at the end of the year. I know there's going to be some running backs available in the second round, but maybe not late in the second round. So the Kansas City Chiefs close out the first round and take Georgia running back DeAndre Swift. That is the first round of my mock draft 1.0. There you go.
Wow, Stoney.
And I
well
only
done.
I only made two mistakes. I skipped the Cardinals by mistake,
yeah.
And I had CeeDee Lamb on my. I had him going from Texas instead of Oklahoma. Bad mistake.
All right, let's do a quick breakdown here.
Yeah.
Number one, obviously, we'll start with the Lions. Mm-hmm. So they trade down from three with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Derek Brown, Okuda's gone, but Derek Brown and Isaiah Simmons are both still there. What made you take Brown over Simmons?
Because the Lions, they're defensive. Yeah, they got Dan Williams from Chicago. Because they lost Snacks, they lost Daniels, they lost A'shaun Robinson. They need a defensive tackle, big time. I mean, it's definitely a position of need. The question is whether you take him with the sixth pick of the draft or not. And everybody says
there's more sizzle to Simmons, agreed?
Yes, much more sizzle to Simmons. The other thing, and whatever you want to make of it or not, it appears that Derek Brown has the mental makeup to fit into the culture that is trying to be formed here in Detroit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's part of it.
By some mock drafts that I've looked at, mm-hmm. you moved Mekhi Becton up much higher than some people have him pinned. What was that decision?
I just went for the bulk. And, you know, this is, you know, draft 1.0. Yes, this is draft 1.0. You know, we'll do one a few days before the draft. And maybe in, more research, Maybe we find out that Dave Gettleman likes one of the other running offensive linemen as well. Yeah, they're, you're right. You know, Wirfs, Willis, and even in some cases Thomas are ranked ahead of Becton. But for some reason, I saw one mock. They did have Becton, but I don't know. Just a hunch. That's all.
And then the other question was Judy, who I thought was kind of roundly viewed as the best receiver in the draft. You had Lamb going over Judy.
Yeah. I think for the Jet, for what the Jets want to do, I
coin
think
coin toss.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And maybe a little biased because I wanted the Eagles to get him. No.
There it is.
But no,
all right. Stoney's mock draft 1.0. 97 won the ticket.